Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, the DevOps Lifecycle. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding DevOps Principles in the DevOps Engineering for Frontend Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the complete DevOps lifecycle, including the key phases of planning, coding, building, testing, releasing, deploying, operating, and monitoring. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to comprehend the significance of each phase in delivering high-quality software and understand how these phases interact to create a smooth development process. Main content overview of the DevOps lifecycle phases. The DevOps lifecycle consists of several interconnected phases that work in harmony to ensure efficient software delivery. Each phase plays a critical role in the development process. Planning. This is where the journey begins. During the planning phase, teams identify project requirements, define user stories, and establish timelines. Effective planning sets the groundwork for a successful project. For example, at Test Company, financial software products require thorough planning to ensure that features align with user needs and regulatory standards. Coding. In this phase, developers write the actual code based on the plans established earlier. This is where creativity meets structure. Developers utilize various tools and programming languages to turn ideas into tangible code. Collaboration tools, such as Git, allow multiple developers to work on the same project harmoniously, minimizing conflicts. Effective coding practices also involve code reviews, which help maintain quality and ensure adherence to coding standards. Building. Once the code is written, it moves into the building phase. Here, the code is compiled, and dependencies are resolved to create a runnable version of the software. Building automates the process of creating builds, which simplifies the developer's task and helps in catching errors early on. Continuous integration tools, like Jenkins or Travis CI, are often used to automate this process, enabling teams to quickly identify integration issues. Testing. This is a crucial phase where the software is rigorously tested for bugs and issues. Testing can include various methodologies, such as unit testing, integration testing, and user acceptance testing. Automated testing tools can significantly speed up this process, allowing teams to quickly identify and fix problems. In the finance industry, ensuring software reliability is paramount, as even minor bugs can result in significant financial discrepancies. Additionally, incorporating test-driven development, TDD, can enhance the testing process by ensuring that tests are written before the code itself, promoting better design and fewer defects. Releasing. After testing, the software is ready to be released to users. This phase involves preparing for deployment, which can include creating release notes and versioning the software. The goal is to ensure that the deployment is as smooth as possible, minimizing any disruptions for end users. Release management practices, such as feature flags, can help manage the gradual rollout of new features, allowing teams to gather user feedback before full deployment. Deploying. The deployment phase is where the software is made available to users. This can be done through various means, such as cloud platforms or on-premises installations. Continuous deployment practices allow teams to deploy updates frequently, ensuring that users always have access to the latest features and fixes. Automation tools can facilitate this process, reducing the risk of human error during deployment. Operating. Once deployed, the software enters the operating phase, where it is actively used by end users. Monitoring tools track performance and user interactions to ensure that the software runs smoothly. At Test Company, ongoing support is essential to maintaining customer satisfaction and addressing any operational issues. Effective communication channels should be established to facilitate user feedback and support. Requests. Monitoring. Finally, monitoring ensures that the software continues to meet performance standards and user needs. This phase involves collecting data related to software performance, user feedback, and system health. This information is crucial for informing future iterations and improvements. Implementing monitoring solutions can help proactively identify potential issues before they affect users, reinforcing the software's reliability. Importance of each phase in the software development process. Understanding the DevOps lifecycle is vital for delivering high-quality software efficiently. Each phase is interconnected, meaning that a failure in one area can impact the entire process. For instance, inadequate planning can lead to poorly written code, which may result in extensive testing and debugging down the line. Conversely, effective collaboration and communication can significantly enhance each phase's efficiency. For professionals in the finance and fintech industries, the importance of a smooth DevOps lifecycle cannot be overstated. With stringent requirements for software reliability and compliance, understanding how each phase contributes to the overall quality of the product is essential. By prioritizing each phase, teams can ensure that they deliver products that meet user expectations and industry standards. In addition, the integration of security practices throughout the DevOps lifecycle, often referred to as DevSecOps, can further enhance the quality and security of the software, ensuring compliance with regulatory standards while maintaining agility. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the DevOps lifecycle, detailing the critical phases of planning, coding, building, testing, releasing, deploying, operating, and monitoring. Each phase is crucial in delivering high-quality software and plays a significant role in ensuring that projects run smoothly. By understanding these phases, you are better equipped to contribute to successful software development processes. Reflection questions: how can effective planning enhance the subsequent phases of the DevOps lifecycle? What tools can you implement in the coding phase to improve collaboration among developers? In what ways can monitoring after deployment inform future development efforts?